Three, two, one, and welcome to this episode of the Primary Languages Network podcast. It's welcoming you all here, first of all. We have a dog in the office with us this week, and I think he may have just ran inside. Max, Catherine's dog, is in. So you might have heard him on the mic there, just saying hello. And hopefully you might be listening to us from Spotify this time. I think by this point in time, we'll be accepted onto Spotify. So that's really good. So exactly, yep. So we think it's just an easier way for you guys to access us and continue to access us. So make sure you subscribe to our channel on Spotify. That way you'll be notified whenever we post. And we've been trying to keep it at a weekly post for the last few weeks. So, and we know that a lot of people have been appreciating that. Anyway, we have with us today, Tess.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Tess. Yeah, you're meant to speak on podcast. Kate.
Hi, everybody.
Percival, and also Janet Lloyd.
Hi, everybody.
And myself, Will. So, welcome, guys. So, Janet, you have something to update everybody with?
I have. You let me out. I went out yesterday to school. I was so excited. It's actually quite a while since I've been in school. Catherine asked me to go in to see Statham Primary School. Mm-hmm. And she just said they want to show you their French. She didn't tell me that it was their cultural capital day.
Wow.
And it was French focus all day. So I went in a green and white dress, which Kate, you told me is fab.
Yeah, it's Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Week. So yeah. Green was for that.
But it was a French day. So what colour were they all in, Tess? They were in blue, white and red, weren't they?
Tricolour.
So I've got a lot to talk about there. Yeah. And I'm very excited as well because I want to hear from Tess. Because Tess is... again, was let out of the office.
And Tess went back to school.
Yeah, went back to school.
Yeah. So over to you. Well, would you like to talk first?
Well, we can start off with yourself because then you were speaking about it. So what did you in a summary of what you saw?
Well, what I saw was a school that is transforming primary foreign languages using our materials and resources and staff who are now able to join in. And are keen. And I met people who struck a chord with me for different reasons. So I was greeted by the school secretary, mm-hmm. Jane, dressed in her blue, white and red.
Amazing.
Who had been practicing overnight, apparently, how to say, "Hello, Mrs. Lloyd, how are you? Can I help you? Could you sign in here? I'll go and get Mims, who's the teacher in charge of French."
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was, Kate. It was truly, truly incredible. And then the head teacher, Jane, who was just so delighted that it's working so well for them. And the thing is that really struck me was, because she reminded me, they are a JLN school and they're number 7.
Yeah, so that anyone that doesn't understand what Janet's talking about there, before we were Primary Languages Network, we were Janet Lloyd Network and... before we had PLN usernames, this will make sense to all the members, we had JLN usernames. Yeah. And there's only about, how many were there, 40?
There were 49 the first year.
So there were probably only about 49.
Yeah.
And now we're up to like 1,000 whatever. Yeah. You know, so if you're a new member, your number will be 1,000 and something. Yeah. So this is an original, this is a vintage. Mm. Yeah. You know, these are not produced anymore. So to be a, what were they, JLN 07?
07, 007. 007. James Bond, that's what she said. Yeah. No, Mims, they were James Bond. But the thing was that they've had a few years where they've struggled, mm-hmm. With illness, staff absence, etc., around being able to deliver the French. And we have, with our new materials, our new resources, given them a real rocket boost in the way that they're able to deliver languages. I was then introduced to two lovely young Year 6 pupils who are the French language ambassadors. Oh. And they were going to show me around. I was shown the big books that they take from year 3 to year 6, and I was looking through. I saw our aliens, I saw our jungle walks, I saw sports interviews. But as the children progress through the years, they get more stickers on the front of the books, which are cultural stickers, which I thought was really clever.
That's really
so,
nice.
So, yeah, everybody started with a French flag. And then others had a French flag and a Paris sticker. And then others had a French flag, a Paris sticker. And then an area in the Alps where they'd been looking at the countryside. So these stickers meant something. And the two young Year 6 pupils were able to explain that to me.
That's incredible. I saw a photo of that, actually. And it reminded me of a passport or a travel log. And it's a journey, isn't it, that the children are going on.
Yeah.
And they're getting all those... accreditations, if you like, as they're going through.
Yeah.
So what activities were the children doing?
So the year six were nice. We were on a carousel. Brilliant. Year six were playing French cricket in the hall because it was raining with a fab male year six teacher who didn't have a lot of French, but what he had, he was using.
Excellent.
And there was a group of boys who were taking it so seriously, but it was because it was French. Mm. They were telling me it's French cricket. And they were also playing boule with beanbags. Yeah. It took me in the cafe where reception year one and year two were having coffee. They were having croissant and they were having French bread and jam. Little girl next to me, not sure she wanted to try it, but her friend was having French bread with jam and butter, and they brought me a cup of coffee. And the teachers were all dressed up, and they were in the cafe all day, and the children were going to move around, and they sang to me as I left. They sang their greeting song, which year one knew beautifully, led by their class teacher.
Was that the one from our school?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that's what makes you well up, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's moving. And I saw some sort of virtual experience as well.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, we've seen it before, and I know that we advise people to do this, to take them on an aeroplane. So they went from Manchester to Paris via EasyJet, which is a video you can get. We had turbulence on the way. When we got there, we had bad weather, so the teacher was flicking water around the classroom for a bit of rain because they were expecting sunshine. There was another fab video they used where they then visited the Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe. They went and had macarons in a little cafe. And they all had boarding cards. Mm. And the thing with the virtual experience was, one of them became an air hostess or an air steward with the teacher, and then one little boy became the pilot and a big steering wheel, hat, jacket, and flew the plane. And to get into the aircraft, you had to climb up a step ladder and down another step ladder, and each of them had to go in separately, and they had to be greeted and say hello. And two governors sat in there with me, and I think that was a big moment for the governors. And then I went into an art gallery, where we were at Giverny, and they were doing the bridge, Monet's bridge, with the lily pads. And there were some beautiful pieces of work, and the assistant head teacher was in there. And we were talking about the cross-curricular opportunities, really. And then finally, I went into a room where they were building the Eiffel Tower out of straws. And what struck me there was how many of the children found it hard to build a 3D construction. You know, or they thought they built it, and actually what they built didn't look like the Eiffel Tower, but it was teaching the teacher a lot. And the teacher in there was somebody that I'd trained on a skit 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it was an enjoyable experience.
Well, can you tell?
Yeah. And something those children will remember forever. They will truly believe that they've flown to France and back in a day.
Yeah.
Because they will suspend disbelief at that age and they'll just go with it, won't they? So.
And every child that got dressed up.
And it's something that, you know, you'd like to do again with other schools.
Very much so. I'd like to go in. I'd like to see it. I want to experience it.
You were a bit nervous going in.
I was very nervous. And that's unusual for me. I was shocked because school is my life blood, really. Mm. But, yeah, but it was... I came home and I was buzzing, truly buzzing. And, you know, that's what we're about, the experience for every child.
You can tell how excited Janet is by how many emails she sends.
Yeah, yeah.
No. In a short period of time. It usually is an indication of ideas.
Yeah, yeah. And Mint is coming to the conference, which is quite exciting. So if you're at the conference and you want to know more, and I can introduce you to MIMS.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, there we go. And so the second school experience this week has been for Tess, who is, if you know her from a previous podcast, she's getting started on her Spanish. You were definitely a novice with languages and had an okay primary experience, if I remember.
Yeah, I had a really good primary experience.
But secondary is kind of when it died.
Yeah, it died hard. Yeah.
So this week, we thought it would be a good idea that you, because you do, you experience a lot of the positives that you hear with people coming in, and you do a lot of work for us, but you've experienced what the teaching side of things are. So you want to give us a bit of a brief on that, Tess?
Yeah, so I've never actually seen our schemes of work in action, which is a bit wild, but I've heard so many amazing quotes, I've seen videos, and I hear all the time about how amazing it is. And I honestly do believe that. I just wanted to go in and see. So I went and visit Kate at St. Margaret's.
Yeah, in Warrington.
With your year fives, so your 2 year five classes. And I just had the best day. I loved it. I have not been in a primary school class since I left primary. And in my head, I was like, it's a really slow, long lesson. In primary, we just kind of dilly-dallied along. No. I walked into that class and there was about 20 different things happening, wasn't there?
Yep.
And then I feel like that's every week.
Yeah. You said, wow, is that really 2 hours? It's absolutely flown. And yeah. It does, as a teacher, delivering the scheme, it yeah. does, because it's so active.
Yeah. As well. But I'm not a teacher. I don't speak any languages. But I just now see how valuable having a scheme of work there and just walking into a class and you're... Kate is a very experienced, very talented teacher, and you know what you're doing. But if I just, I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. So just having something to follow, and the kids were so engaged. And one of them, you're using your language detective skills, and we was wash your hands. You're making a fruit salad, and he went, "Oh, that means your hands." So I think it's wash your hands, because we learned that last year. And yeah, he was so exactly. They were very confident with what they were saying, and it was just it was a really eye opening day actually, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like the fact that you when we asked you on our virtual WhatsApp, on our WhatsApp, you were buzzing. It was obvious, wasn't it? It came through just from the way you spoke about it. And you saw Planet Languages in action, didn't you, as well?
I think. I've worked on Planet Languages for now over a year. And more than that, two years. And I've never actually seen it in a classroom. And they were loving it. They were getting logged on. They were going for it. They were asking me questions about being a web developer. I was like...
They loved having you there. That was the thing. They wanted to ask you questions. Yeah. They were inspired by that maybe as a career choice. So they were asking you questions. And it was just brilliant having you in there.
What does it mean when you have somebody in with you, Kate? So does it make you see your class in a different way?
Yeah, it can do. I said to Tess beforehand, be prepared for anything, because these are unpredictable beings, and you never know what kind of lunchtime they've had or what the weather's doing might affect things. And I think sometimes they kind of step it up a little bit if there's a visitor, and they really did actually. They both classes were incredible. They showed the school off really well. They showed their own abilities, their retention, their have a go attitude off really well, didn't they? Like you say,
confidence.
They weren't worried about making a mistake.
Or they were doing their sentence writing, and I'd go over and I'd go, "Oh, let's see what you've done." And they would straight away just say it. Whereas when I was younger, I would have refused to speak and say that out loud to someone, and they would just go for it. And they would just go for it and say it out loud. Whereas I just feel like I would have never done that.
I think there's real value in people being able to go in to see teachers like Kate, to just understand what it looks like. And what can be achieved, don't you, Will?
Well, that's what the that's one of the reasons for the video to teach scheme of work, is for them to see how an expert practitioner does it, and then trying to mirror what they do, really. Yeah. So as Tess was explaining, she kind of was the voice, in a way, of a non-specialist teacher in that day, and thinking, well, you know, but for Kate, she can just run with resources, with PowerPoints. Yeah. Tess probably wouldn't have any idea what she's doing with those PowerPoints. So that's what the video to teach scheme is. Primarily for Kate. Did you enjoy Kate having company for the
Definitely.
Day?
Definitely. I always do. I'm a bit sad like that. You know, teachers generally don't like not being observed, but you know, having an extra adult in there. But I quite like, especially when it comes to languages.
Yeah.
Because it just gives you a chance to show not only what you can do, but what the children are able to do, and just fly the flag for the subject and for the scheme.
Obviously you teach languages, but you also do the full curriculum as well. Is there, maybe PE is probably one where similar, but is there any other subjects that really create that buzz? You know, you get the buzz off the languages lessons taught well. Kids absolutely love it, because I think it's all engaging, speaking, listening, acting, performing, etc. PE is an easy win, I think, so PE doesn't count, because I think all kids want to get, especially primary levels, want to get out and get moving and get doing stuff. Is there any other subjects that really grab kids like that? That buzz?
I mean, quite a few. Some of the science topics can really grab the children. If they're really into their art, and you give them that chance to have a whole afternoon of art, they can really get into it. I suppose it depends what it is and how it's being delivered. But languages, like you say, I think every time, every week, it's getting the children really
There's infused. An excitement. There's 100% an excitement, especially if we know the visiting teachers as well get treated. If they're doing a good job, get treated like gold inside their schools, you know, all saying hola, bonjour to them, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, for those schools where it's not a priority, languages, or it's not respected, I always question why, because there's such a level of excitement and enthusiasm that we don't need to stop.
I think yesterday that was some of my big takeaway from the day in the school, was the way the teachers had engaged and the value of some of the activities they were doing, just because it allowed the children to use their skills that are separate to languages, but through the medium of language and the culture linked to the language.
Yeah.
And they were mentioning, Me and My Puppy from Key Stage 1. And how many of the children have loved Me and My Puppy in that school, learning in French, you know, counting treats, saying dogs' names, practicing commands, because they've got pets. So they were relating it to their real lives.
And well, Emily had someone at the weekend, a kid come up to the weekend and told her a couple of commands in French about the puppy module.
Yeah.
She said, are you French?
Yeah, she said, do you know some French?
Do you know some French? That's what she asked Emily.
Yeah.
So it really hits, you know, and it sticks. Yeah. And I think the versatility of languages is always good as well. So you say art is potentially a subject where it really grabs, but there's plenty of opportunities to do art inside the languages classroom.
Exactly,
so
like
the versatility of it. And PE as well, you can do a lot. He was doing a very simple game of French cricket, using minimal vocabulary. You can do it with pretty much every sport. Yeah. You can include.
Scoring in French, Will.
That's
what they were doing, and shouting out and
there you go. That's
shouting well done.
Amazing. You can do that. You can do that with every sport. You can do it in every single sport you do.
What was the sport? It's on somewhere on the VLE that people can still find that I really found useful. It was from the Olympics. It was the Paralympics, and it was
it was boccia.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a ball rolling kind of game from one side of the hall to the other, and is scoring. You've got to try and hit into the certain elements for goals, and you can only lie on the floor. So it's a disability.
And the lesson plan's still up there, you know, and all the materials in probably, three languages.
Probably, that's probably on the PE, in the cross curricular, probably in the PE module. Mm. But if you've made it this far in the podcast, well done. I always say that. And thank you, guys. I think that's a nice way to end it. Thanks for, you know, all your experiences. I think we'd like to get into schools as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And if you want to show us how PLN's working in your school, we'd love to come visit. So just get in touch with us and we'd really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Right, thanks a lot for coming to the podcast today, guys. Appreciate
it. Thanks so much.
I can't remember the last time we did a four-person podcast, so hopefully the mics hold up.
Four people and a dog, Will.
Four people and a dog. All right, guys. See you to the next one. All right, then.
Bye.
See ya.